Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We are going to take this country back.
If every American is not on board with that, you have to ask yourself why.
The coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself.
But you never sent us any evidence.
They're not entitled to see the evidence.
These are the same people who told us the Steele dossier was accurate.
I think today is the day the music die
when they just they need to
All right, what a day we had yesterday, and happy Friday morning to you. How's
Good
everybody
morning.
Doing?
Happy Friday. Great.
Denise Schaefer starts an extended vacation today, in fact, and Brian Feldman's in here with us. Brian, how are you?
I am fantastic, Mark. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Yeah, thank you very much. It's what a day. I mean, I'm telling you, yesterday so many different things happened. The Franklin County, if I understand this correctly, passed a mask ordinance. They're apparently in Edwardsville considering fining you. They're debating how much they can fine you if they catch you out in public without a mask. Starts at $25 and goes up from there. They can charge businesses $50, from what I read, if you don't wear a mask. So the question is, who's going to enforce it? I don't know. I still feel bad for our law enforcement members who are going to be put in that situation.
Yeah, that's a sucky situation.
It is
but
a sucky
I mean,
situation.
This whole world is in a sucky situation right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but we just canceled Thanksgiving last night. We pulled the plug on it as a family. Like, we're going to do a small thing, but I think people all over are trying to figure this out right now.
In California yesterday, in response to Gavin Newsom's curfew order, the Orange County, Sacramento, and El Dorado County Sheriff's Offices all announced they will not enforce the curfew. They will not send their officers out to knock on people's doors to enforce the curfew.
Well, technically, is that even law? I mean, is anybody actually breaking the law? Or, like, how do these ordinances and
mandates
work?
It's an order, right? It's a health department order in most cases.
But the health department can't make laws, can they?
No.
So you can't really use...
But there are laws that govern their authority, I think, would be ultimately what it was. And that's kind of what Wesley Bell has referred to here when he's threatened to force law enforcement into prosecuting people who don't abide by this. The restaurants had a bone thrown to them yesterday. And I know Brian's probably going to be reporting on that this morning as well. Of where Dr. Page came out with the carrot and the stick and basically said, hey, look at me. I've got $3 million over here. If you do what I tell you, you might be able to get some of this. My sneaking suspicion is, and I'll go ahead and say it, and I don't have evidence of this, but I'm just going to tell you. My sneaking suspicion is if the folks at Bartolino's apply for some of that $3 million in relief, the restaurants could get up to $5,000 to use toward operating expenses or payroll. I'm guessing if they're one of the restaurants defying him, they're going to get rejected. If their name also happens to be on the lawsuit suing him, they're probably not in line to get any of that money. Just my
sneaking
suspicion. Yeah. The others who toe the line, you might have a chance at getting some of that. Now, you know, I mentioned this once before. I have a friend who manages a very well-known national restaurant chain restaurant back in Ohio. Right after this happened in March or April, the first time they shut down indoor dining there in Ohio, their average take on a Saturday in terms of revenue was $18,000. The following Saturday after the order, it was $1,800. $5,000 is a drop in the bucket. In addition to not covering expenses, it probably doesn't begin to cover payroll for a week, let alone 4 weeks, for some of these restaurants that are going on out there.
Well, that's what I thought when you said 5,000. I thought, okay, that's nice, but how much more? Because that's a good day's business, right? That's not a month of employee paychecks.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the dollar amount, correct, Brian Feldman? Isn't that what they said? Did I read on your I cheated and read some of your news over there earlier?
Yeah, they can apply for $5,000 grants that can help pay for operating expenses or business costs, including rent and payroll. To qualify, a business must have 25 or fewer full-time employees and a physical presence in the county.
Right. So then you have to ask yourself, is that a one-time deal? I guess there's $3 million in the pot. I don't know how many restaurants operate in St. Louis County. We know there are 40 specifically who've signed on to this lawsuit, roughly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long the money lasts or if every week you can apply for a new $5,000 grant of some sort. A group of restaurants, including Smoke and Cobalt, have put out some video. Our friends at Walnut Grill, Eric Vogel is on there as well, I saw, where they're basically trying to tell you what's about to happen to restaurants in St. Louis County. Listen to this.
If our restaurants are shut down for more than 4 weeks, our restaurant community will never bounce back.
Longer than the 4 weeks could definitely put restaurants in our area out of business.
Yes, if they don't let us open back up, then yes, we will close.
I think a lot of these small restaurants are pretty much facing extinction.
This shutdown happening will destroy this company and our livelihood.
For me, you know, the bigger piece is our employees. You know, they won't be able to pay their bills.
That's the saddest, hardest part is having to furlough and let, you know, 30 or 40 employees go home for the holidays.
Right now, I've laid off about 20%, and that number would continue to grow.
I have a mortgage. I have, you know, all my electric and all my bills. I have a 1.5-year-old.
It is a strong possibility that I could be homeless.
Yeah. It's a compelling video to watch. I've got another clip I'm going to play for you here in a minute, so we're going to get to that here when we come back. Also, of course, the three-headed kraken was unleashed yesterday. All the mainstream media wants to focus on is that Rudy's hair dye was dripping down the side of his face while he was sweating during this news conference. They focus on that and not the content of what he said. So we're going to get into that this morning, and I'm anxious to see what your reaction is to it. 314-241-9797.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Now and forever known as Sidney the Kraken Powell there during her news conference yesterday. She made some huge allegations. The question is, does she have the goods? She says she does. She's a very confident person. She didn't provide a lot of evidence of that. Now, Rudy did provide a lot of evidence yesterday. Let me get to Gary here on line two. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, after I watched Giuliani's, well, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a good portion of it, I was kind of numb. I mean, this is a very sad day for America, that the depth and the brazenness of the level of fraud. I mean, it's just beyond the pale. And then I watched a clip where the media was like shouting at Mike Pence after he left the press conference saying, you guys are undermining democracy. And that's like, it's beyond the pale, especially since after the 2016 election, the media was asking Democrats, but is Trump's election legitimate? So this is just a sad day for America.
I agree, Gary. For 4 years, they told you that the Steele dossier, right, was a true fact, even though it was always described as the unsubstantiated Steele dossier. For an entire investigation, $30 or $40 million U.S. dollars were spent on that investigation, based on a fake dossier by a Russian-connected British agent who hated Donald Trump and who had connections to the FBI. We know all that. I don't need to rehash it. The point is, Rudy Giuliani yesterday showed us real evidence of real Americans who under sworn testimony with penalty of perjury, said, you know what? We got big problems here. And the media is ignoring it. Go to cut 10, please.
Because I know you keep reporting falsely that we have no evidence, that we have no specific acts of fraud. That's because the coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself.
It's true. Go to cut 8, please, Rudy Giuliani.
Wisconsin, when you look at their constitution, almost seems to not like absentee ballots. They state it's not a right, a privilege. And they have very, very strict procedures. And the strict procedure says that you can't be given an absentee ballot. You have to personally apply for it. It's illegal, basically, to solicit a vote. And they have actually many reasons for it. It probably goes back to their progressive days. When I say progressive, I mean late 19th century, early 20th century progressive, when that really meant progressive, not retrogressive.
So here's the deal. Yesterday, Rudy did show plenty of evidence from a variety of states, Philadelphia, Wisconsin, Michigan, we know, where something stinks. And you know one reason I like Tucker Carlson is that Tucker brings the truth to the issue. Even when I don't always agree with his conclusions on a particular issue, I think he's an honest reporter. He said about Rudy's statements yesterday, here's the deal. The issue of fraud here is important because it doesn't just strike at the foundation of American democracy. Voting is American democracy. It is. It's the one thing that separates us from the rest of the world. If that is rotten, if that's not being done legally, it does risk the foundations of this very nation. That's why this is important. Tucker didn't completely agree with Sidney Powell. We're going to talk about all that this morning coming up. 314-241-9797.
In other places in the country who have gotten worse, have gone farther with their public health orders and have gone back to even more restrictions like we saw back in March in our community with non-essential businesses only. And that's where we're headed. We are headed past bars and restaurants, and we are headed toward a greater shutdown unless we can stop the transmission of this virus in our community and we can get our hands around it. Shout the battle cry.
You'll never stop me. I'm a Stacey on the right, Stacey Washington joining us this morning. Stacey, you heard the county executive there. What say you about what he did?
Well, I'm just wondering, and again, what was the calculation that was involved? Who sat in the room when he decides what percentage of people are allowed to occupy businesses or which businesses have to be involved in? As he says, we're headed for another total shutdown. And if he has even listened, I know he's sitting there on the Zoom calls when people write in with questions. Questions like, did the first lockdown work? Yes, it worked to destroy businesses. Yes, it worked to bring more mental health problems to our community. Yes, it worked to steal the lives of our kids who weren't in school, who didn't have their activities and didn't have their sports. It worked to keep people out of church. So our actual emotional well-being was damaged. But did it work to stop the virus? I guess we had less transmission, but the sacrifice was too great. So we should be protecting people who are vulnerable, people with pre-existing conditions, the elderly, people who don't feel comfortable coming out for whatever reason. But to tell restaurants they can't have people inside, these people are sitting down now at the table deciding whether or not they're going to keep their restaurants. They're deciding how are we going to make mortgage payments? How are we going to pay our bills? And Sam Page, who has two jobs, by the way, he works as an anesthesiologist illegally while occupying the seat of the county executive. Who knows how he was able to shoehorn himself back in with that outrageous vote tally? I don't trust it. But since he's still there, it's time to start talking about recalling him. He's like a dictator. He doesn't listen to any kind of feedback. He won't even admit that so many of the letters to the county council have made good points, and we deserve answers. He should feel obligated to answer some of the questions. One of the questions I have is, if the masks work and social distancing works, why do we need lockdowns? If all of us are wearing the masks because the mask mandate has been in effect for months now, why is the coronavirus case number spiking? So if we aren't going to have any effect or impact from wearing the mask and social distancing, then why do we have to keep doing it?
Yes.
If the lockdown is the only thing that works, then why can't we be free while we're out and just have our faces out and make eye contact with each other and at least smile while we watch our friends go out of business? There's got to be some give here. None of the stuff that he's proposing or has forced on us for the past 250 some odd days has worked. So if it's not working, why are we doing it again?
Well, nobody on council seems to be able to or seems to care either, other than Fitch and Harder and Trakas, who tried again Tuesday to rein in some of this emergency power. Right now, it's all in Sam's corner. I mean, he's got the money that he might dole out to a few of these businesses, may or may not. I read yesterday, he might consider giving up to $3 million to spread among these restaurants to try to ease the pain. I don't think most business owners want that. They want to stay in business and run their operations. 40 of them have gone to court now, Stacey. And I have to tell you, I went out to eat at Bartolino's South day before yesterday to show my support. I hope other people are doing the same.
That's our plan. We just plan to eat out more because obviously the Schnucks will still be open and they're going to be fine. Sam's Club and Lowe's will be fine. But these individual restaurants are they've been hurting. They were just getting their footing back, just hanging on by their fingernails, and now he's shutting them down again. So I encourage people, as you just said, frequent these restaurants, support them, tip the people who are bringing your food to your car, or if they're staying open, tip these waitresses, do what you can. But I'm wondering, I don't know about you, Mark, but didn't we just reelect Governor Parsons? Do we not have a Republican legislature? Is there no recourse for people who live in St. Louis County? It feels like the people in Jefferson City have abandoned St. Louis County. It's like, you know, you guys elected this guy so you can live with it. The only problem is just gobs of us, like hundreds of thousands of us voted against Sam Page, and we shouldn't be punished because we live with a bunch of people who don't have synapses that fire correctly. The people who voted for Sam Page obviously hate themselves. They hate business owners. They hate people who earn a living for themselves, and they hate our kids. They hate our kids playing sports, sitting around and laughing together like regular people. And those are the ones who have forced us. They saddled us with Sam Page. And we can't do anything to those voters, but we could certainly recall Sam Page, and we can certainly ask our elected officials. I called Governor Parsons' office last week when I heard that these restrictions were coming back, and I got a voicemail. The mailbox is full. Really, Governor Parsons, after all of us helped to reelect you, and now we can't even get we can't leave a voicemail? I also sent an email months back and got an automated reply. Yeah. Governor Parsons had better wake up. St. Louis County is a part of Missouri.
I had Governor Parsons on the show here a number of times leading up to the election, and I point blank asked him, do you have the power to step in St. Louis County? And he said he did, but he didn't think that was the right move at the time. So I don't know if he's changed his opinion on that. I'm going to try to get him back on the show here soon and ask him the same question again. I believe he could use the state's emergency authorization to override what Sam Page is doing locally.
So that's true. He could rescind the emergency authorization altogether, and that would nullify Sam Page's ability to make executive orders beyond 14 days. Or he could just step in and say, the state of Missouri is not going to make some businesses essential and some non-essential. He could simply say, every business in St. Louis, every business in Missouri is essential, so that Lowe's is not more important than Bartolino's. Katie's Pizza and Osteria is not less important than Schnucks. If he was to say something like that, then we would at least have a fighting chance. I have great sympathy for the number of deaths that have gone on, but has anyone been to the CDC website? I just went yesterday to verify something I saw. It turns out that usually in America, at least for the past 4 or 5 years, we have 2.8 million deaths a year, 2.8 million deaths per year of everything. This year, in November, with most of the year gone, we have 2.4 million deaths so far. So that means, because of the lockdowns and everything else, and including the people who have died from coronavirus, we are under the death rate. And I don't want anybody to die. But the fact is, we are not, as many Americans as normally die in a year's time have not died this year for whatever reason, whether it's a lower flu numbers. I went to the flu page. There are fewer people contracting the flu. Lots of people are being tested, but it turns out they don't have the flu. So it's a weird year, and we can't diminish what we're dealing with a pandemic. But we are, if we're looking at a new normal, Sam Page had better not even think that we're not going to sit by. We will not sit by and allow him to lock us down until March when the vaccine comes out, because what will he do? I wrote a letter in a few months ago and I asked him, Sam Page, what do you plan to do for the people who won't take the vaccine? There's a significant number of Americans who don't feel like the vaccine is going to be helpful or necessary for a coronavirus. You look at the impacts of the vaccine on the flu. Lots of people still get it. Lots of people still die. Everyone doesn't take it. How does he plan to force us to do that? Shut our businesses down, shut our power offs in the cop storehouses and haul us off? He seems like that's the way he likes to live. He feels like he should be able to sit in comfort at his house and tell everybody else what to do. So lots of questions, very few answers from him, but I'm tired of talking to him. He doesn't reply. Now it's Governor Parsons. Now it's the Republican-controlled legislature. What are they going to do for St. Louis County? We drive the GDP of the state. We are a huge factor in what happens in the state of Missouri. We are important too. We're suffering and we need help. Somebody had better step up or the recall petitions are going to start.
Yeah, Stacey, I'm with you on that. I think that's where the answer's got to go. The only reason I can think for the hesitation is that once you do that, you own it, and maybe they don't want to own it. That's all I can figure. But I agree.
Well, you know
the step needs
the election,
to be taken.
Yeah, before the election, I could see it, Mark. I could see where the governor wanted to be careful and make sure and win again. He's won. Now what is he doing? Like, come back to the microphone and speak out. Take control of the situation. Businesses should not be going under. You know, 8 million Americans are now in poverty compared to this time last year. That's not all in the state of Missouri, obviously. That's across the country. But elected officials aren't being held responsible for what they've done. Who is going to be responsible for 8 million Americans now living in poverty, 8 million new Americans? These numbers are real people. It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Somebody had better start taking responsibility.
It's a great point. Stacey Washington, thank you as always.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Great to have you on again. StaceyOnTheRight.com is her website. Go check her out there, please. At StaceyOnTheRight on Twitter.
Dr. Page, I want to talk to you.
So that we can find solutions together.
Sit down and see all the things that we're doing to keep people safe.
Think of all the people who are going to be negatively affected by this.
We need to work together to be able to control the spread of coronavirus and at the same time keeping our businesses supported and our employees taken care of.
So again, part of the Save Our Restaurants ad that was put out yesterday, here's what they did literally. And my friend Bernadette was one of the ones I'm sure that helped start this with the people literally took their cell phones, these restaurant owners, and recorded themselves in a lot of cases saying how it was affecting their business and why they wanted to talk to Sam Page. Not all of the people you hear in this ad have tried to stay open for indoor dining to despite Sam Page. Some of them have indeed shut down their dining rooms and they're only doing carryout. I don't know if any of those folks, in fact, are among the 40 who have sued and who are trying to stay open despite the order. But what this is a plea to Page not to make it last any longer than 4 weeks, which is what you've told them so far, because they don't think they'll survive it. In fact, I just saw this posted from 13 hours ago. A restaurant where I've been on a number of occasions, a bar called Naked Vine out in Chesterfield, is closing. And the owner directly said, there's just, COVID has gotten the best of us. Because they shut down bars. And that's primarily the business at Naked Vine, is the bars. So he's going out of business.
Yeah.
And he won't be the only one. He just happens to be one that I'm familiar with because I've been there. It's sad. It really is. Let me get to Mike here on line two. Good morning, Mike.
Yes. Just going to say, the lady that you were speaking with before said, who's going to pay for these 800 million people around the globe that are out? She said 8 million here in Missouri. That is part of the global elite's plan. It's written by Klaus Schwab, called the Great Reset. Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it, the Great Reset.
Yes. Their plan is to take individual liberties away little by little by little until the people of the world are dependent upon governments.
Well, that's the goal of a lot of European socialist democracies as well, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Absolutely it is. They want you to be completely dependent on the government.
And they're openly saying this, just like the Democrats are openly saying, hey, we cheated in this election. You can't prove it. We cheated. We know. That's it. It's over. Do what we say.
Well,
I want to know when America are going to stand up and be Americans and go, we've had enough.
Here's where the rubber hits the road, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call.
What if, just bear with me for a minute here, what if what Sidney Powell said yesterday is absolutely, positively proven to be true? But they can't prove it until after Joe Robinette Biden is sworn in as president. That is a constitutional crisis. And we need to talk about it coming up this morning. 314-241-9797.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.